You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
In some tiny and impoverished village in Ireland, there once lived a miserable drunkard named Stingy Jack. He was a blacksmith by trade, but was better known for his other endeavors. He was a horrendous drunk, for one, but moreover, he was known for constantly skipping out on the bar tab. As well, he could be counted on to play all manner of tricks, sometimes just for the goal of laughing at a family member's suffering, but more often, he did it to avoid having to pay some debt, specifically the aforementioned bar tab. He also had the curious habit of eating nothing but turnips that he'd steal from some poor farmer's field on his way from his shop down to the pub. Both the angels above and Satan below heard stories of the devious schemes of Jack the Smith, and thus it was decided, the devil must take this wicked fellow's soul. So corrupt was the man that heaven and hell would not bide their time and await his ever-nearing death. No, they needed him before the next sunrise, dead. There's a hitch, though, you see. Jack may have been stingy, but he was also quite clever. And when the devil came to collect his soul, he chatted him up. You see, the devil had some measure of respect for a man as awful as Jack the Smith. Cleverly, Jack made the case that the least Satan could do was allow a fellow his final drink down at the pub, that same pub to which he just happened to be headed toward in that very moment. Allegedly, the two passed a fine evening, starting out with pints of ale before moving on to whiskey straight from the bottle. But all things, we're told, must come to an end. When it came time to settle up, Stingy Jack revealed to Satan that he'd come there without a single shilling to his name. Now the devil was on the hook for the tab. Clever, Stingy Jack, however, was not without a plan. He suggested the devil turn himself into a golden coin, use himself to pay the bill, and once the bartender was satisfied, the devil could simply transform back to his natural state, and they would be off on their merry journey to the underworlds of damnation and to hell itself. Maybe the drink had gone to his brains, but Satan was fooled by Jack's scheme. No sooner had the devil made himself into a fine gold coin that Jack snatched the coin up, right before the bartender could get his little mitts on it. Jack put the coin into his pocket alongside a silver crucifix, thereby trapping Satan in his pants. The coin shook and vibrated. It grew hotter and hotter within Jack's pocket. It even, from within its metal sole, cried out. But Jack was unmoved as he stole a farmer's turnips and ate them as he stumbled home drunk. The poor devil broke. He begged and pleaded from within the cloth of Jack's pants. And only upon offering to leave Jack alone for 10 entire years did Stingy Jack agree to set free the imprisoned demon. Well,
get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Exactly 10 years to the day, hour and moment later, Satan found Jack. stumbling home from the pub, munching a stolen turnip as he went. Jack breathed a heavy sigh. He looked upon the devil, knowing full well he intended to take his price and drag Jack with him to hell itself. Jack wearily asked to make just one final request of Satan. Satan informed him that no, he would not be accompanying Jack to the pub for a second time. No, Jack insisted. All he wanted was one bite, one last bite of the sweet fruit of the good earth. Could the devil please just climb the apple tree under which they both stood and fetch him a final snack before the journey to eternal torment? Not many had bested the devil at his own game. Some small countenance was due for that one thing at least. Begrudgingly, Satan climbed the apple tree and set about finding the sweetest and ripest apple for Stingy Jack. While Satan was in the tree selecting apples, Jack carved a cross into the trunk, thereby trapping Satan up in the tree. Unable to climb back down past the cross, the devil begged and pleaded with Jack. All Stingy Jack did was laugh, and he refused to yield. He didn't even like apples, only turnips, you fool! He taunted the devil. Only upon agreeing to never take Jack's soul to hell did Jack set the poor Dark Lord free. Some years later, Stingy Jack, as awful as ever, finally drew his last breath, dying alone and impoverished on the floor of his blacksmithing shop. Naturally, St. Peter refused him entrance to heaven for all of his foul deeds. Satan refused him entrance into hell due to their contract. It was Jack, after all, who'd made the devil promise to never take his soul. And the devil, he doesn't renege on a promise. Not like that, anyway. Jack recoiled in horror. What had he done? He'd thought that it was he who had bested Satan. Now what was to become of him? To wander the world as a spirit with no home at all? In darkness for eternity, no roof above his head and not a single turnip to eat? As a final parting gift, Satan gave Jack a single turnip and an ember ablaze with sulfurous hellfire to use as a lantern to light his ghostly way and to serve as a beacon, a sort of reminder of all the wrongs that he'd committed. Stingy Jack, then and there, ceased to be Jack the Smith, or even Stingy Jack. Those of us left in the mortal world know him now as Jack of the Lantern, Jack-o'-lantern. And if you'd like to keep Jack and his vile tricks out of your house tonight, there's a simple remedy. Stay certain he keeps to his wandering. Carve out a turnip and place a light, a candle, or an ember within it, and leave it out front by your door or window, and pray to the angels he'll simply pick it up and continue on his way to trick someone else. And should you find yourself short of turnip, I have it on good authority, carved out pumpkin will suffice. Happy Halloween from all of us at The Shocking Details.
Wilson, you sent the game-winning email at the buzzer, avoiding a 4:55 meeting on everyone's calendar. How did you do it?
I got a huge assist from Grammarly, an AI writing partner that helped me make my point.
96% of Grammarly users say that it helps them craft more impactful writing. Would you agree?
Grammarly helped adjust my tone to navigate tough work conversations. And it works everywhere I write, so I can quickly communicate effectively.
Your teammate used Grammarly to summarize an important document, making a three-pointer. How did he do it?
It only took one click. When everyone uses Grammarly, everything just makes sense.
You made an incredible slam dunk to end the game. The meeting was canceled, and your team will go home champions. Go to grammarly.com/podcast to download it for free. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago. Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.